Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Ceremonies. You know, sometimes these subjects are kind of like touchy because, you know, we can't really talk about them because some of these things are kind of like personal. So I'm giving you just the touch of it, the basics, the process. And that's why, you know, like with a ceremony can be anything, you know. It can be marriage ceremony. It can be baptism ceremony. You know, it can be a first dancing ceremony. It can be a lot of things. But when you look at a ceremony in itself, if you really truly look deep into it, you start to realize that a ceremony is its basic principle. The basic principle is based on that the ceremony is exactly like you. You're like, what? What do you mean exactly like me? Yeah. You know, you start to realize that as you're looking at the basic principle of any ceremony, it's based on you. Now you're thinking to yourself, how is that possible? How is a ceremony created just like me? And so, you know, you start to look at, you know, the basic principle of, I'm sure we all heard this, we're created in His image. I'm sure you have all heard that. Now, the thing that is being created in front of you, everything around you that is in that ceremony, is that you're creating it exactly like you. It's passed on. It's that innate thing inside of you to express that about yourself, about you. And you got to remember that you put yourself into this. All of it, however that ceremony is shaped, however it comes on out, whatever happens, no two wedding ceremonies are the same, but however that you, whatever you put into it, is in and of yourself. Explain that, you say. Okay, here it is. The way I was taught is that you're half spirit and you're half flesh. The flesh part of the ceremony is you're gathering everything. In other words, we're just going to use this wedding ceremony. You got to gather your bridesmaids, your best man, the food, the catering, the reception, the dance, the music, the preacher, the rings. Whatever you're putting into the ceremony is part of your that flesh part. And then you say to yourself, well, what's the spiritual part? Well, the spiritual part is all the praying and all the good thoughts that are going up. All the good feelings. That's the spiritual part of it. And so the whole thing, the whole spirit of it, the whole spirit of all of it, the prayer is only the beginning, you know. Imagination holds that in your mind, you know, wishing whoever is getting married a beautiful long life. You know, that's your mind being added to that. And you say things like, oh, you look so beautiful. And you're putting all that into that little ceremonial cup. And everybody's drinking of it. That's the spiritual part of it. So, in essence, every ceremony, no matter what it is exactly like you. Now, everybody said, well, what about a funeral? Well, yeah, we all die. You know, of course, it's still a part of you. That ceremonial part, the flesh is now gonna go back to the earth, and your spirit is gonna move on. So, from life, from when it's created, you know, it's happening, and once you're born, that ceremony is continued on all throughout your life. You go to some type of ceremony, no matter what it is. You know, it's, you got to remember that that each and every ceremony is based on the basic principle that it is exactly like you. So, you know, with this new, sometimes people already knew this. You know, sometimes it's newfound information. And each thing that we talk about on here is not designed to cure anything or to be the one and only way, but rather to enhance what you already know. And you don't have to take any of this and add it to your life, or you can take some of it and add it to your life, or you can take all of it and add it to your life. The point is that take what you need, and you can leave the rest. Yeah, it's the same principle of hunting. And what are we all here to do? Sometimes we're all here to find something. Something about ourselves. Whether it be, you know, who you are, you know, what you're made of, you know, how giving you are, how you're able to receive. All of these things are all built into you. Just like your hair, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, touch. You know, all of these things are all built into you. And they're all here to help you do. One thing also is to experience life. If you don't have experience, you don't have wisdom. And that'll be another show somewhere down the line. But, yeah, just take what you need, you know. Don't take anything if you don't need it. If you don't want it, don't take it. But it's out there for you. Giving, sharing, receiving, all of the above. Okay, well, thanks again for listening. Miigwech, bizen dao yeg. Come again next week, you know. And come listen to some more or whatever. But, yes, thank you all for listening. We'll see you again next week. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.